Time now for our Sabetha Locker Room chat here on KNCA 103.9. Final time here in 23-24. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. We're joined now by Blue Jays girls basketball coach, that is Joseph Gruber. Coach, I know it wasn't the best way or the way you wanted your season to end Tuesday. Of course, earlier this week in that first-round sub-state game, you go to Hiawatha, you see him for a second consecutive time, and Hiawatha for a second consecutive time getting the win. But just take us back to that one and just ultimately how that one transpired in the sub-state opener.
Yeah, I mean, Hiawatha came out and they played a great game. They were ready from the tip, hit a bunch of great shots, stepped into some shots of confidence, and they had it going last night. And this is one of those games where if they're going to shoot like that, it's going to be real hard to keep up with that. And they ended up taking the W. And I wish Brady Jasper and the Red Hawks nothing but the best going forward into their sub-state matchups. But yeah, it was just it was tough, especially when you've got five great seniors like I do. Tough locker room to go into. But one thing that I've preached all year is success is not just winning a ball game. And failure is not losing a ball game, but success is getting better and becoming the best you are capable of being. And we had a group of girls that didn't have a whole lot of experience coming in this year, and they got better with every practice and every game, and that's what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, the growth that you see throughout the course, you know, of the season, it seems like, you know, late November, early December was a long time ago. Talk about that growth, you know, that you saw, you know, not just maybe from your seniors, but some of those younger girls that got some minutes, you know, throughout the year and are certainly going to be key pieces moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a different team, not physically, but a different team mentally that I had at the end of the year compared to the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, and it was no fault of them. They didn't have experience at varsity level, but I saw a little bit of scaredness, a little bit of timidness. And then by the end of the year, I saw a more confident group, and that's something that we can build off of. We had great senior leaders who led us, and if I didn't have a great group of seniors, especially with my first year, it might have had a different outcourse, and it wouldn't have been as positive. They kept the team together, and they did a great job of setting the culture. And for those young girls that are sophomores and our juniors that got valuable experience this year, they're going to be called upon to use that experience to get better next year.
Well, the Big Seven has always been, you know, one of the top tier leagues, you know, not just in Northeast Kansas, but, you know, when you look at the lower classifications, that's just how it's been in the state overall, not just in Northeast Kansas. Now, next year, when you look ahead a little bit, you know, things are different now with the Big East, or what is going to now be the Big East as the Mideast is merging with the Big Seven. Now you get Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, Riley County, Riverside's going to move over to the NEKL. So the league, you add more, lose less, and ultimately it's going to be a power league and even grow a little bit more. So what's kind of an early take on how things are going to shape up and look as far as the league next season?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of the regular season gets you ready for the postseason, and if the regular season doesn't get you ready with what the schedule is next year, then I don't know what will. I'm a little biased, but I think it's the best small school league in the, I think the Big Seven was one of the best small school leagues in Kansas. Now, without a doubt, the Big East League next year will be the best small school league in Kansas. It'll show with results, when the Big East goes, plays non-con and in, into the state, tournaments and stuff like that. But it's going to be hard where you have a week next year where you won't face a ranked opponent. So that's going to be difficult. But it's also going to get you ready for the postseason.
There it is, Joseph Gruber, Sabetha girls basketball coach. Blue Jays season ended. First round of the sub-state at Hiawatha earlier this week. They look forward to 24 and 25. Coach, thanks for joining us throughout the course of the year. We really appreciate your time. Enjoy the off season, and we'll talk to you soon. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do.